opinions and information for the Wahoo and Hokie Nations.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
You can reach the program by calling 866-356-ESPN.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Or you can email the show at jerry@cvasports.com.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Now, here's your host, Jerry Miller.
Show me the money!
Guys, welcome back. It's the Jerry Miller Show, the best in sports talk radio. Now in hour two, and it's a pleasure to be with you on a Monday. Three states and five affiliates at our disposal. Got a good phone call last hour from Afton Dave toward the tail end of hour one. After listening, Schumann says, Coach Schumann and Fork Unit Military Academy on Saturday with what's an awesome radio show, guys. We got about 12 affiliates at our disposal for three states, including Richmond, Hampton Roads, Virginia Beach, and the Roanoke Valley. Dave called and said, Jerry, is Coach going to send guys to UVA and Virginia Tech? He said, I'm a little worried that we just might see guys to Virginia Tech. And I rattled off a list of names that went from his PG program toward the University of Virginia, and then I did a little bit more research in between hours. And I'm going to give you those names. The names I gave you were Austin Pastore, Jermaine Winborn, Amando Muffin Curry, Marcus Biscuit Hagans, Daryl Blackstock. Those are the names I gave you. I'm going to give you some more. Zach Yarborough, a center, was from Coach Schumann's PG program at Fork Union, who ended up going to UVA. Danny Aiken, a long snapper from Coach Schumann's PG program. He's from the Roanoke area that's now at UVA. John Copper, your middle linebacker, who's latched on as a free agent in Green Bay, or is trying to latch on as a free agent in Green Bay, was UVA's leading tackler the last two seasons. He played postgraduate football for Coach. Dwayne Ashman played postgraduate football for Coach. Dwayne Ashman was a pro football player. Might still be in the league. He went from PG UVA to the University of Virginia. Maurice Anderson, another pro football player, went PG Fork Union to the University of Virginia. Tyrone Davis is another pro from his PG program to UVA. Antonio Dingle, a defensive tackle who flirted with the league, another guy from the PG program at Fork Union to UVA, and Billy McMullen. How about Billy McMullen, people? Another postgraduate from Fork Union who ended up going to UVA. So to say he's biased to Virginia Tech because Ryan played there and because Mark's heading there, I think is just, honestly, to be very frank, someone that's listening to a radio show and that's only interpreting what they know of this subject through a radio program. And I think that's unfair. I mean, he tried to place Jacoby Foote at UVA. He tried to place Tony Costanzo at UVA. And Gaines Adam ended up heading to Clemson. Is Fork Union guys a gold mine? No question. I think Chris Coleman can certainly appreciate that. Guys, the managing editor of TechSideline.com is kind enough to join us on a Monday. I mean, the list is so impressive. More than 70 guys in the league from that PG team, from Schumann's PG team. Billy McMullen, Antonio Dingle, Tyrone Davis, Maurice Anderson, Dwayne Ashman, Chris, John Copper, Don Mikowski is another one, Daryl Blackstock, Biscuit Hagans. I mean, I think of late what we're seeing, Chris, and tell me if you disagree, maybe Virginia Tech having some success, but I think that has to do with more of how Al Groh went about his business, i.e. not retaining Danny Wilmer, i.e. kind of turning it back to Fork Union for a number of years until he brought Latrell Scott on staff. And I think it certainly has a lot to do with Jim Cavanaugh, Chris, and he understanding Jim Cavanaugh, the value of John's PG program. What do you think, sir?
Yeah, you know, I don't look up at that program. If anything, before the last couple of years, I would have considered them a UVA feeder. But I think, you know, when you look at the last couple of years, you see Tony Gregory, DJ Coles going there. And a lot of these kids actually commit to their college before they enroll in postgraduate school. And the thing you're seeing with Virginia Tech now is they're not sending any of their prospects to Hargrave anymore because there's too much SEC influence down at Hargrave. You know, I mean, there's some, you know, I don't want to say dirty stuff that's going on down there, but there are a lot of questionable guys. You know, Tech's had some decommits from there recently. You know, like a guy like Bobby Massey and Leon Mackey and, you know, guys like that. So it's kind of shady down there at Hargrave right now. I think Tech feels much more comfortable sending their recruits to Fork Union right now to be with John Schumann, and I don't blame them one bit, and I think that's a trend you'll see continue. Regarding UVA, you know, I think it has more to do with Al Groh than it does John Schumann. You know, I think Al Groh's a good football coach, but I don't think he really understands the general manager side of football these days, which is surprising considering he's an NFL guy. But you know, being a coach in college football is about managing people, really, and not picking off the wrong people. And I think he hasn't done a great job of managing people at UVA, and I think that's hurt him in in-state recruiting.
I think he's exactly right, folks. Chris Coleman is exactly right here, and why we bring him on the show. I mean, almost from day one, he infuriated a number of people, including Mike Smith and Bill D of Hampton High and Phoebus High, respectively. And Chris, you and I both know you can't do that if you want to win in the Atlantic Coast Conference, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, you've got to be able to recruit. This is a good state for college football. You know, not only with Virginia Tech. I mean, this is a very deep state in college football. I mean, you look at look at the Division I AA programs in the state that are winning national championships right now, or even a school like William & Mary has been in the Final Four of the I AA playoffs. I mean, this is a talent-rich football state, and you have to be able to go and get players out of it. And for Virginia has a built-in advantage in that they're closer to Northern Virginia. They're closer to Richmond. They're closer to the 757 than Virginia Tech. Recruits have to drive through Charlottesville to get to Blacksburg, and Virginia Tech is still beating UVA out for these recruits. And I really think it has a lot to do with the guy in charge of both programs, and also how long the Tech assistant coaches have been around Blacksburg. I mean, Jim Cavanaugh has coached in this region for years and years and years and has great relationships with pretty much everybody. You know, same with Brian Steinspring and other players and other coaches on the staff. So, you know, I really think Coach Beamer's really built a winner, and you know, the longer he stays at Virginia Tech, you know, I think the bigger recruiting advantage he'll have.
I mean, Chris, guys, is all over this. I mean, when Welsh was here, George Welsh in Charlottesville, Danny Wilmer had Fuma on speed dial. And then when Welsh retired, and then when Al Groh chose not to retain Danny Wilmer, that speed dial for some reason went away. And remember when Welsh was here, UVA and Fork Union were tied. It was like Rice Aroni in San Francisco. They went together. They went together like cookies and milk. But when Groh took over, Jim Cavanaugh started creeping into Virginia Tech, and now Cavanaugh's got tremendous influence over there. I'd like to touch on something you mentioned about Hargrave. I've noticed that as well. The kids that enroll there as PGs, Chris, are oftentimes changing their mind and ending up in Southeastern Conference schools. Do you have a reason for that, Mr. Coleman?
They obviously dedicated themselves to making themselves the best postgraduate school in the country, and they've been successful on that. I think, you know, I don't think there's another postgraduate school around that could knock off Hargrave. They've got so much talent in that program. But you know, you've got a guy like Leon Mackey who signed with Tech last year and keeps saying he wants to go to Tech and everything like that, and was apparently telling the Tech coaching staff that he was taking, you know, that extra math class that he needed or whatever. But then, as it turns out, you know, he wasn't taking the class. I question, where's the administration at Hargrave? I mean, you've got to know what classes your players need to get eligible, but obviously he's not being given that guidance there that he needs. And when you can't trust people at a school to give your recruit the proper guidance, then you need to start sending them somewhere else. And I think that's what Virginia Tech has done with Fork Union.
I think that's what Virginia Tech has done, folks, and that's what's without question what we're seeing from UVA and why Morgan Moses most certainly is going to end up there. They don't want anyone to change his mind, A, and Coach would never do that, and B, they need to get him academically ready. And Schumann is not only the PG coach, but he's also the math tutor for the SAT. He teaches kids how to take a test. A number of people are trying to get on board here for you, Chris. We're going to go to West Virginia West. He's on Interstate 81, and he wants to talk about this topic with us. Jump in here, sir. What's on your hamster wheel?
Like I tell you, I'm a Mountaineer fan, and being in this area, you hear both sides of it. And the last dude that called, he's thinking with his heart. I mean, let's just phrase it. Frank Beamer's steering his kid to a different facility, and this Coleman dude, he hit it right on the head. He knows the guy's going to look out for his interest because he's putting his kids there, and he's doing what he needs to do to ensure their Division I status.
I mean,
and the other guy, he's thinking with his heart and not realizing, hey, if Al Groh can't make it with what he's got, then he needs to find another postgraduate school to try to direct him to.
Good phone call so far. Anything else on the brain, sir?
I wish we could get our foot down there because Fork Union is turning some good quality athletes out.
Yeah, they are.
I used one of our running backs and went to Hargrave. Took the kid 2 years to be able to pass the ACT to where he could get into WU. Well, this year, lo and behold, now he has to go back to junior college route because he wasn't prepared adequately.
Great phone call right there. Thank you for your perspective, sir. Chris Coleman, it's kind of what you're getting at so far, sir.
Yeah, it absolutely is. You know, I look at Hargrave, and it seems like it's getting steadily worse from that standpoint every year. And I look at Fork Union, and it becomes more and more clear to me with every passing day that's where you want to enroll your recruits right now, because I mean Schumann's been there for so long, and he's obviously a guy you can trust. And you know, I just don't get that sense from Hargrave. This actually goes back to a Virginia Tech JV game with Hargrave a few years ago. Tech doesn't play JV football games anymore, but Tech JV team beat Hargrave a few years back, and I was down on the field for that game, and Tech won the game on a bad call, and a lot of the Hargrave coaches and players were walking off the field making comments about Virginia Tech being the dirtiest program in the country. I don't know, like Tech would pay off the rest in a JV football game, you know. But you know, I just got the sense there that things were kind of going downhill.
Chris Coleman's the managing editor of TechSideline.com. 2 minutes left, Mr. Coleman. You got another question for you, sir. GB Bulldog, thank you for your patience. Your question for Chris Coleman, sir.
My question is, and if you, the reason why you think so or not. I told Jerry last week I didn't think Virginia would be better than 6-6. And the reason why is because I think Duke, since they beat them, feel they can beat them. Of course, Virginia Tech, just being Virginia Tech, North Carolina, top 10 recruiting class, Georgia Tech, second year of that offense. I think Miami and Florida State were in the top 15 in some people's recruitment class. So I'm thinking all these teams getting better, I don't see Virginia being more than 6-6. So which, if you agree or disagree, why?
GB, thank you very much. What do you think, Mr. Coleman, on the record call?
Well, you know, if they are going to be better than 6-6, I don't think it's going to be much better than 6-6. I think a lot of it comes down to your quarterback position and what direction they decide to go in there. If it's going to be Vic Hall and that spread option, or if they want to go with the traditional attack. But, you know, with every other team most other teams of this conference improving, you know, I agree, it's going to be really tough. Virginia Tech's going to be better. Miami should be better on paper. Georgia Tech should be better on paper. You know, Duke should be better on paper, you know, as those guys get into their second year with a new coach. So, you know, I actually don't think Carolina's going to be as much better as a lot of people think they are. They lost those three wide receivers, and I think there's going to be a big drop-off in their passing game. And I don't think they're tough enough up front to really get a good running game going to move the football this year. So I think they might drop back a little bit in spite of what everybody else thinks about them. But, you know, it is going to be tough for UVA, I think, to go much better than 6-6 this year.
Your football knowledge is so deep and impressive. Chris Coleman, guys, is the managing editor of TechSideline.com. Every week we just take an interview like this. We don't know where we're going to start, but Mr. Coleman is able to kind of rise to the occasion and respond to the topic. It shows you how deep his knowledge is. Chris, thank you for your time, sir.
All right, Jerry. Appreciate it, man.
Good guy, Chris Coleman, guys. We'll come back with open phone lines to respond and react to the interview. The best in sports talk radio. It's the Jerry Miller Show.